Across the Fraser Coast, it is the greatest hits, Triple M. It's 17 to 9. It's a Wednesday morning, and every Wednesday we alternate between the two state members. And this morning, it is the state member for Hervey Bay, Adrian Tantari. Adrian, g'day.
Good morning, Brandy. How are you?
I'm all right. A little lippy this morning, but a beautiful day in Hervey Bay ahead, by the looks
of it. Oh, mate, the sun's shining off the water there. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You want to go in for a dip, but you'd have to be a brave person to do so with the water temperatures at the moment.
Not sure about that. You've got, I would imagine, a perfect view from where you are.
Oh, I'm pretty fortunate. Yes. Where the office sits on the Esplanade, I'm able to actually look out across over the water at times. Obviously, I don't do that from within my own office, Yeah, look, it's a beautiful, beautiful day today. Great day to be alive in Hervey Bay.
Now, it is a big day too with the announcement, of course, of who will host the Olympics. And what year are we talking here? It's
2032.
32, yeah. So we're still 11 years away. But Brisbane is the front runner. Everywhere is set. I believe South Bank on the Gold Coast, Kings Beach and Caloundra. It's all set up for the big announcement. Look, what's going to happen if it's not announced that we're going?
What do you mean? So someone says, you know, and the winner is Indonesia or something? No,
yes.
Look, obviously we're pitching everything to make sure that Brisbane and Queensland get the games in 2032. And I think to be honest, I think the Premier will bring it home today. I hope, with everybody, I've got my fingers and toes and everything else crossed, because whilst the Games is for Brisbane, the impacts across regional Queensland and Queensland generally, and particularly for our commerce and for our tourism in the future, is going to be massive. This is a massive game changer, Blandy. This is the biggest event in the world every 4 years. Or 3 years, given what's happened with Tokyo.
Or 5 years. And speaking of that, Adrian, you've got to feel sorry for Japan. All the money that's been invested there, it's all virtually gone out the window. They're still trying their hardest. It's going ahead, but jeepers, imagine copping it in that year, eh?
Yeah, look, it's just unfortunate, isn't it? And your heart does go out for them. Look, I understand that the reason they go ahead with it and just didn't cancel it, obviously there's no spectators in the stadiums, and that'll lay it a little bit flat. But that's not denying the efforts put in by our athletes to get over there and put in the hard yards that they put in over the 4 or 5 or 6 years to become Olympians. But I know the commercial rights, the television rights, will cover a lot of their costs. But yeah, Blandy, I think they've taken a hiding to nothing on this one.
Absolutely. So look, it'd be great for our region too, not only the southeast corner, but the Wide Bay in general. If we can snag those Olympics tourism, and maybe even get some teams up here too. We've got the sports precinct now. Who knows what that's going to be like in 11 years' time?
Yeah, and that's exactly the key issue here. Some people are critical of getting the games. They're saying it's probably the wrong focus at this point in time, but I can tell you the impacts economically and commercially here will be huge, particularly around those things that we can do to supply the Olympics event. And, you know, a lot of people have got to come here to train. You've got over 200 countries around the world will be flying into Australia or into Brisbane, and they'll be bringing their various teams with their various sports, and they're going to they want to acclimatise, they want places to train, but also they'll be using a lot of our produce and products in that time.
Sure, the flow-on effect for sure. Oh, we'll keep our fingers crossed, mate. I know we're acting like we've already got it, but there was, I think the IOC said, well, look, they still have to discuss this. Yes, we are
That's
the front
right.
runner, but you wouldn't think they'd be saying everything they're saying and we don't get it in the end, surely.
I think the process is different this time around. Before, you know, we all have heard and seen what happened over the many, many decades of basically corrupt processes. But now that they have a different system, I'm pretty confident it will be. Look, I'm hoping to work hard with all levels of government. I'll be calling for an all-level meeting to make sure we formulate a plan on how we can leverage off the announcement and make sure that we get the maximum benefit for the Fraser Coast, for Hervey Bay. And I'll definitely be working with Bruce Saunders and others, and Keith Pitt and others, to make sure that we can leverage and get the best we can out of this.
Okay.
And look, this is going to be great for the next 10 years. That's all I can say. It's going to be great. You're going to notice huge impact for Queensland, particularly in tourism. I think the promotion of Brisbane alone, it's like Brisbane and Queensland will finally grow up in the world's eyes.
All right. Well, we'll keep everything crossed, as you say, for tonight. Now, whale watching, it's not that far away, and the Whale Festival is coming up too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. That is a key event that's happening every year in Hervey Bay, and isn't it fantastic? You know, the events like, you know, the Whale Watch. I remember the first time I came to Hervey Bay, that was the thing that impressed me. I was there with my young daughter and son, and the Whale Watch Parade was on then. It's great to see that the Whale Watch Parade's going to be back on. But all those things, the Blessing of the Feet, the Seafood Festival, all that that goes around the Whale Watch is a great event and festival for our region, and really looking forward to people getting out there. Hopefully the weather stays fine. I know it's always cool at this time of year, but it's a great time of year to be out and about and enjoying the festival.
It absolutely is, and we certainly come alive. Now, Adrian, just about out of time, mate, but if people do want to contact you, of course, you are there to listen, obviously, as the state member there, and your telephone number there, if people want to talk to you about
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. If they want to talk to me, contact my office direct on 4183 8100. My staff here, Sarah and Roger, are always available. If I'm not, because I'm in Parliament, but, you know, we're always at the end of the line. If they need to drop in, they can drop in the Esplanade. We're down in the Esplanade. That's where my office is. You'll see my sign out the front. Mm-hmm. And there's always the obligatory email, you know, harvey.bay@parliament.qld.gov.au. You can ring us there ring us on the phone or send us an email or drop in.
Adrian, thanks for your time this morning, mate. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully when I speak to you in 2 weeks, it'll all be done.
Yeah, go Queensland. This is a big one for us, Blandy.
The Big Breakfast with Blandy. The Fraser Coast 103.5 Triple M.